you're not, little flock. Back to the Bible, back to the city of God. towards the liberty in heaven. Oh, what a bliss! Coming out of confusion, there are only dead bones. Towards the light of the morning, Jesus leads his church. Back to the Bible. Towards the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Back to the Bible. Only this makes the Savior happy. Jesus calls his own. Obey his voice today. Our fathers were longing when they dwelt in Babel. To reach Zion, where the oneness thrones. Back to the Bible, towards the light in the Word. This shall be our slogan forever, holy to the Lord. Back to the Bible. There all separation stops. Flee Babel, come to Zion. Oh, what a blessed race. We were looking for it a long time. Longing for the light. But at evening time, we found it as the Word promises it. Back to the Bible, towards the light in the Word. This shall be our slogan forever, holy to the Lord. Back to the Bible. Obey the call of the Lord. Towards the words of the Savior, him we would like to obey. Never to depart from him. He who has delivered us so gloriously. Heavenly nature here on earth. Oh, what a bliss. to this biblical word observation with Brother Frank, we greet all brothers and sisters, all friends worldwide who are joining us online right now, very warmly. All of us, we wish all brothers and sisters God's richest blessing while hearing His precious word. I read for a start from 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 22. 1 Peter 1
from verse 22.
Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Up to here, this precious word of God. Now we ask Brother Frank. I also would like to greet all of you very warmly. Also, all who have sent greetings, I would like to extend them now. We are grateful to the Lord that we can have these broadcasts. And we have heard it in the word of introduction, what matters. Namely, obedience, faith, love. And that is what we will also talk about in this sermon. But firstly, I would like to point briefly to it, that we arrived in June of this year, and we look back here to the 11th of June 1933. We look back to 88 years in which the last message before the return of the Lord should be brought to the people of God. And it was also brought. Then we think on June 1955, when Brother Branham had the large meetings in Zurich, in Switzerland. And there, the Lord God showed him in a vision how the German eagle flies through Africa and brings the message. Also this was fulfilled. In the Zurich Sunday, we reported what took place in Africa, in the kingdom of God, thousands and again thousands became believers. And we also reported about that in Goma was a catastrophe, but the Lord God protected our brothers and sisters, and all of them, they are back home again, although great damage outwardly was caused. And then I still think on the 12th of June 1958 in Dallas, Texas, when Brother Branham told me after the long conversation, he told me, Brother Frank, with this message, you will return to Germany. The Lord God knew everything beforehand. He regulated everything and he took care for it, that everything takes place according to his will. And today I briefly want to go into it, that we don't include any conspiracy theories in our conversations, but that we just trusting the Lord, leaving politics to the politicians, leaving religion to the religious leaders. All of us, we have heard of it, what nowadays is in the plan of man. Just a few days ago, on the 27th May, in Berlin, yes, the cornerstone was laid for a very special building. In the English language, it's called the House of One. And all three religions which refer to Abraham, they shall be now under one roof. There shall be a synagogue, a church, and a mosque. Everything under one roof. And then the description, House of One. You can see how the unity is searched for, and it will also be found. I don't want to go into details, but the God of whom the Bible speaks, and the God of Abraham, is not a Trinity. It's not a God in three persons, as Christianity shows him. Also not as the prophet Mohammed showed it with Allah. But let us let it go on like this. We will not stop it. And we will not change anything on the developments which are going on. Then we are looking to Israel, what is happening there. And no one of the US presidents has used the two words repeatedly
Biden,
as Mr. Biden,
er die beiden Worte,
he used the two words,
Friede,
peace
und Sicherheit,
and safety,
immer wieder
over and again.
Und hat betont,
and he emphasized,
now
we not only need a peace, now we need safety, security. And when we then read in 1 Thessalonians 5, when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as travail upon a woman with child. But all these things, they take their course, and we may emphasize, we not only arrived in the end time, we arrived at the end of the end time. All of nature testifies of it. The agriculture feels it. Everywhere something is happening. The sea levels rise. Climate change everywhere. One doesn't know anymore what will still come. But the Bible, of course, foretold us some things. Also that famines and perilous times shall come. But brothers and sisters, this I still want to emphasize. Do not get involved in conversations, not about BlackRock or about the richest billionaire who exists on the earth, or on the gatherings and meetings which take place in the secret or also publicly here and there to establish a new world order, a world government to bring it about. Our task is not to talk about that. Also, not about that, what is written in the 70 weeks of Daniel, to debate about it. Here I want to say to all brothers who do not stop this, who just want to know where they shall place Daniel 9 from verse 23 to 27. I ask Brother Borg that he reads now these two verses. Please. Daniel chapter 9 from verse 23 and 24. Daniel 9, 23 and 24. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Let us stop here for a moment. The man of God prays. God answers and sends him the angel Gabriel, so that he speaks to him and gives him precise information what it is about. Please notice that here it's not about the church, not about Germany or USA, but we read the next verse, please. We read verse 24, the first two lines, 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city Jerusalem. May I ask all brothers who have trouble with it, did Paul deal with it? Did Peter deal with this? Did James deal with this? Did John deal with this? No, because it concerns the end time and not the nations and not, and it's not part of our proclamation. We all know that Daniel had altogether 7 visions and that he saw 4 world empires. We wrote about it and we made it known. The Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Greek Empire, and 30 before Christ began the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire is the last one. And therefore, it is now about the Roman Empire, which comes up here, namely in the European Union. But also about this, we will not speak today. To me, it was just important that we don't waste time and make discussions which are of absolute no use. Also, verse 27 speaks of the last prince who will make a covenant for 1 week and break it in the middle. But this applies to Israel and to that what will be made there, not us and not the church. Let us come back to the word of introduction. Brothers and sisters, I just want that we get the revelation from God to recognize that what is determined for us in this period of time. I mentioned it. 88 years have passed when Brother Branham, in a supernatural way, by coming down of the supernatural cloud, visible for more than 3,000 people, and there in the Ohio River, he received the instruction to bring the message which would forerun the second coming of Christ. And this is what matters. And whoever then reads the quotes of Brother Branham or hears them, how it mattered for him to bring the New Testament church back to the beginning, back to the word, to the origin, to the doctrine and practice of the apostles. How he uses the word restoration over and again. For thus it is written that our Lord remains in heaven until the times of restoration of all that what God spoke through the mouth of his holy servants and prophets since the world began. As John the Baptist could say in the Gospel of John in chapter 1, verse 23, who he is, namely, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight a path for our God. So Brother Branham referred to the scripture, especially to Malachi chapter 4, that God in this period of time would turn the hearts of the children of God back to that what our fathers have taught at the beginning, what they preached, what they practiced, that everything is restored into the divine condition. And if we now emphasize the term faith, then we will have to read two or three scriptures which show us Abraham as the man to whom the Lord not only has spoken, but to whom he has given promises, of whom it is written, Abraham believed God. And here we can ask directly, whom do all the Christian churches and denominations believe? Whom do all the religions believe? Whom do they believe? Abraham believed God. He believed that what God said to him, what God promised to him. This alone is true faith. Everything else is a religious imagination which has nothing to do with God. Let us read from Romans, please. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. Romans 4, verse 3. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Blessed and praised be the Lord. And through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we are the seed of Abraham. In the promise which God gave to Abraham, it says, in thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. From all peoples and tongues and tribes, God calls out people who believe God, who receive his word, who do obediently what he has said. Let us read on from Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. From verse 6 to 8. Galatians 3, verse 6 to 8.
Ja, es ist so wie
even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Zur Gerechtigkeit gerechnet.
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the nations through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Blessed and praised be our Lord. We still read from Galatians 3 to deepen the subject with Christ, the seed, the beginning with us, who we are, divine seed. Let us read from Galatians 3, verse
16.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He says not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Christ, the seed of God, who should come through the woman, as written in the first promise, in Genesis chapter 3, he shall bruise the head of the serpent. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the divine seed. The word is the seed, and the word became flesh, manifested, so that we, who we are in the flesh, could be brought back into the sonship. Let us read on from 2 Corinthians, please.
2
Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Blessed and praised be our Lord. In our Redeemer is for all the promises of God the yes, the consent, the amen, the fulfillment, namely through us, who are now the divine seed, who believe God wholeheartedly, having part what God is presently doing. Brothers and sisters, this cannot be emphasized enough, that there's only one faith, one Lord, one faith, one biblical baptism. And we all know who our Lord is. The Lord of the Old Testament is the Lord of the New Testament. Yahweh of the Old Testament is Yahshua of the New Testament. Therefore, at the birth of our Lord and Savior, in Luke 2, verse 11, it was said, For unto you is born today in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And the Lord could say, before Abraham was, I am. It's just so wonderful to know that there's only one God who firstly revealed himself in a visible shape in the Old Testament as Lord. Then in the New Testament he revealed himself. But here is the great mystery. Only he who is begotten and born again from God is actually divine seed. Let us read on from Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3 from verse 29. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Thanks be to the Lord. Heirs of the promise. We are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. But let us also read in Romans, in chapter 1, namely from verse 30, please. Romans, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Romans chapter 1, 3b and 4.
Dieser ist nach dem Fleische aus,
who came forth of the seed of David according to the flesh,
aber als Sohn Gottes in Macht,
and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. This we all read now. And I want to still read another scripture. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4.
Romans chapter 4.
Verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Also this is worthy to be emphasized. I hope, brothers and sisters, that you see what it is about. Today it is about that the true believers have an experience with God, receiving his promises personally by faith. And as we emphasized many times, the New Testament began with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy and with the fulfillment of the promises of God. And that's how it also ends. God promised us a prophet who should come before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. The Lord kept his word. He fulfilled this promise. But now it is really important how especially the Apostle John confessed it, that we are born of God, that we are begotten of God. Must be. The same word is time and again used. Those who are born of God. And we heard it in the word of introduction. Brothers and sisters, only in this way, as it was with Mary, it must be and happen with us. The word of promise was given to her. She believed it and said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me as you have said. The same must happen with you and with me. We hear the promises of God and we say in reverence before the Lord, I believe what you have said. Also, that we must be born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What did our Lord say? What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit, that is Spirit. And brothers and sisters, he who hears or reads the sermons of Brother Branham prayerfully will know exactly what matters for God. That we not only hear the words of the promise, but that we hear them and speak, I am ready, I receive, I accept, I believe. And as certain as the Lord has given us the promise to make us sons and daughters of God, to give us the adoption, the sonship, so may it be emphasized once again that all of us who we have heard in the past 55 years the words of God, the promises of God, the sermons of Brother Branham from the 60s and our sermons from the 80s. Be honest. Who experienced God personally? Who repented? Who experienced a true conversion under tears? Who experienced a renewing? Who experienced a new birth by the Word and by the Spirit of God? With whom is the finished redemption which happened through the blood of the Lamb, with whom was it truly manifested in the true effect that we can say sincerely and honestly, now I live no longer, but Christ lives in me. Why do we emphasize it? Because we experience the preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. It just belongs to it. Not only to speak of the message, not only to recite the scriptures which are now coming to fulfillment, but that what God promised to us personally, that we also experience it personally, and to it belongs really everything. Everything what is determined in the plan of salvation of our God, up to the filling with the Holy Spirit. In the Zurich Sunday, we spoke about it. It was shortly after Pentecost. Everything happened just as it is written in the Word of God. And our brothers and sisters, at the beginning, they made all experiences of salvation by the grace of God. God has given them to them. And the same I wish all my beloved brothers and sisters who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, who found grace in the sight of God, that they now go into prayer. On the day of Pentecost, at first, it was not preached, but it was prayed. 10 days of prayer. And only then, after the fulfillment of the promise, then came the first sermon, after they were filled with the Holy Spirit. If we, as the ministering brethren, come together with the church at every place, would come together. And the moment comes, and it's almost here, where we firstly will go into prayer. And the supernatural working of God, experiencing it, and then raising our voices, and then preaching the sermon, and then pointing to it, that what God promised has happened here. We wait for it, that the Lord finishes and completes His work of redemption, that He sends early and latter rain, that the power of God is manifested. Open yourself, and please, once again, the emphasis: Abraham believed God. I ask all of you to only believe that what God has said in His Word. Whoever believes God believes what He has said. And that what He has said is written in the Word of God. Even the Apostle John received the commission to write down everything what he was told. And then came one moment in Revelation 10, as to the man who should write everything down, from heaven he was told with a loud voice, write not what the seven thunders uttered. I ask for holy respect before that what God has said. I believe God. I believe that John believed God and that he didn't write it down, and therefore it is not part of the proclamation, because we have to preach that what God has said in His Word. and all brothers who come with thunder doctrines, they shall pack their things and go home and ask God for forgiveness. And finally, respect, as it is written of Abraham. Abraham believed God. And so also we, as the preachers, and all who listen, may we only believe that what God has said and what was written down. Brothers and sisters, is it not so? Did we teach about the Godhead something which is not written in the Bible? Did we have an own teaching about baptism? This all the denominations have. But we returned to the scripture, to the first sermon, to the second, to the third, to the fourth, and all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether Peter in Jerusalem, whether Philip in Samaria, whether in Acts 10, whether in chapter 19, all believers were baptized in that name in which God revealed himself to us, in the redemptive name, Yahshua. With us, we say Jesus. And God led it in such a way that there are many languages and that we can remain with these languages. If I would baptize in Israel a Jew, I would use the Hebrew form. In Germany, as it is written in the German Bible. In England, as it is written in the English Bible. In France, as written in the French. In all the countries must be baptized in that way as it is written in the Bible. But now the question, in closing, all churches baptize in a formula in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and deny the name which is above every name, the only name which was given to our salvation, for our redemption. They use titles, but God is not in titles. He revealed himself with his name. And brothers and sisters, we cannot go here into these teaching points, but let us thank the Lord that he has sent his servant and prophet William Branham in our time, that we were brought back to God, back to the Word, back to the biblical practice. And I dare to say, 100% we have been brought back to the biblical doctrine. Everything was restored. Now we just have to make our personal experiences of salvation to be part of that multitude of which it is written in Matthew 25 verse 10, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage supper. I want to have preached the word in such a way that all who hear it from my mouth, that they get believers, that they believe God, that they become obedient, and that they walk on the way of faith and obedience until reaching the destination at the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And as certain as we were told in the Word of God that the same Jesus who ascended into heaven will return to take us home. This we believe. And we can read it in 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, 1 Thessalonians 4, and some other scriptures. My wish is that all brothers and sisters, and especially all ministering brethren, have respect before God and His Word. And I repeat myself, the moment is here where not a know-it-all is preached, but where all go into prayer, where the Lord can reveal Himself and can pour out His Spirit and can equip the church, reviving her and placing her into His final ministry. And I believe that the Lord will do it as He promised it. Be certain today, as true as you believe what God has said in His Word and what He promised for this phase, and giving Brother Branham the commission to bring the message which would forerun the second coming of Christ, and this message we carried since the passing of Brother Branham in December 65, we carried it into all the countries. And now all, in all peoples and tongues, they may hear and experience how God finishes His work of redemption. May nobody be missing. Write it into your heart. Abraham believed God. You and I, we believe God. And as certain as we believe God, we will see all promises fulfilled. And no one who has put his trust and faith in God will be put to shame. Together, we glorify the power of the blood of the Lamb, the power of the Holy Spirit, yes, the power of the Word of God. Jesus, the Word of Jesus, blood and Spirit of Jesus, as a German poem goes, to our Lord and Savior be the honor throughout all eternity. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord briefly. Lord, Almighty God, with all my heart I thank You for the opportunity to preach Your Word worldwide. Bless from the riches of Your grace, as You blessed Abraham, and as Abraham believed You and has seen the fulfillment of the promises. Dear Lord, so we believe, as the seed of Abraham, as the seed of the promise, that what you have said to us in your word. And we thank you that we will experience everything up to the rapture. Blessed and praised be thy wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Ich bin dein, O Herr, ich vernahm dein Wort, deine Liebe wohnt in mir. Doch es fühlt mein Herz noch immer fort, es bedarf noch mehr von dir. Sieh mich näher, treuer Herr, an das Kreuz, woran du starbst. Sieh mich näher, treuer Herr, an dein treues Jerusalem. Ich bin dein, O Herr, und dein Wille soll ganz in deinem Willen ruhen. Herr, in deinem Dienst lass mich glaubensvoll nur nach deinem Willen tun. Sieh mich näher, treuer Herr, an das Kreuz, woran du starbst. Sieh mich näher, treuer Herr, an dein treues einer einzigen Stund, gehen von dem Thron verbrannt. Oder mach ich meine Gedanken kund, wie der Freund den Freund es macht. Sieh mich näher, näher, treuer Herr, an das Kreuz, wo Andas Kroos.